wait until the governor's here to swear everybody in. Is that okay? We'll just go. What? Well, good morning, everyone, and good morning especially to Rick and Patricia. If it's okay with everyone, I think we'll try to call the meeting to order. Maybe ask Michelle as the secretary to go through the roll call, and then I think we'll go immediately into executive session for the purposes of discussing certain personnel issues, security, and I think that's it. So would you mind calling the roll?
Certainly. Ms. Estrada? Mr. Estrada?
Here.
Okay. Ms. Acera?
Here.
Ms. Holmes?
Here.
Mr. Kennedy?
Here.
Ms. Kahn?
Here.
Dr. Kortz?
Here.
Mr. McMillan?
Here.
Mr. Montgomery?
Here.
Mr. Oliver?
Here.
Mr. Olivier?
Here.
Governor Quinn? Mr. Soso?
Here.
Ms. Strobel?
Here.
Thank you.
So may I have a motion? It'll be
yes,
a long day. can't get that right. Can we have a motion to go into executive session?
Second.
For university employment matters. Is there a second? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. So I think we're going to continue to meet here, and we might ask our guests. I think there's hospitality in the next room.
Who made the motion, please?
Ed did.
Thank you.
I think Karen seconded it.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving us a little bit of a break earlier, and welcome back to the room. Before I do anything else, I just want to acknowledge the greatest friend of higher education this state has ever had. Pat Quinn, our governor, is here today, and I think we owe him a great debt of gratitude. He worked hard and put a lot of his own political future, his own political capital into the legislation which passed last week, which will provide us some firm financial footing. He single-handedly avoided allowing a state budget problem to become a state economic problem by starving the only proven sustainable economic engine that exists, which is highly functioning academic research institutions. And we appreciate the fact that he has become a champion for higher ed, and we welcome him to our meeting today. Ladies and gentlemen, Governor Pat Quinn.
I want to thank everyone and Chairman Kennedy, who I have known for some years indeed. I want to thank him for his leadership on the board, and want to welcome the new members of the board, and thank those members who have been on this board for a few months, or in some cases a few years. I think you've all done a very, very good job. I want to welcome President Hogan. This is the first meeting I've been at where I've been able to be with Mike Hogan, and I think all the good work that's taken place really in the last year and a half deserves praise indeed. Our University of Illinois system is the pride and joy of Illinois, along with the Chicago Bears. And if I'm not mistaken, I think George Halas went to the University of Illinois.
He did.
And he had the foresight when he was adopting the colors of the Bears to take orange and blue. I wonder where he got that. I think it is important that we take great pride in Illinois and in our educational system. I believe that jobs follow brain power, and we have to develop and muster all the brains we can in our state. We're honored tonight to have the president of China visiting Illinois and visiting Chicago. I'm going to be at the dinner, and I can tell you I know that president, and he knows the University of Illinois. And I think that's one of the great reasons that we can take tremendous pride in our investment in the state of Illinois and in the University of Illinois. And last week, it was very difficult. Frankly, it was a Herculean task to get revenue passed through the House and Senate and I signed it into law, so it is a law. And we need to have that revenue to pay our bills and to invest in our education, because that investment will pay great dividends and good jobs for everyone in Illinois. And I really feel that this is our mission here on the board. I happen to be a member, I guess, ex officio of the board, but we've got to take our resources and use them to our best of our ability to develop the minds of Illinois to handle the challenges of the 21st century. Just yesterday, I was at the university at Urbana-Champaign, and we received a gift from ADM, a great corporation, an Illinois corporation, definitely a global corporation, $10 million gift on setting up an institute that will look at what we can do to improve the efficiency of post-harvest waste. I didn't know much about that until yesterday, when you really think about it, this is the whole mission of sustainability. If we grow the crops and then they are siloed or warehoused, whatever the case might be, and if there is some kind of diminution of that particular harvest, say 20%, then that's all the 20% of all the person power and resources that went into growing the crops is lost. Well, we don't want to lose things. We believe in efficiency, especially here in Illinois at a land-grant university that was established thanks to President Abraham Lincoln of Illinois, who way back in the 1860s signed the law for land-grant universities, including the University of Illinois. And I think Abraham Lincoln would be very proud of us today. It's the 150th anniversary this year of his inauguration as president. And I think he believed in education, he believed in innovation, he believed in technology, and he believed in infrastructure. He helped build a lot of railroads. And I think it's important that we understand that we're building human infrastructure, and we're also going to maintain our physical infrastructure of our university building. So last week, in addition to getting revenue to pay our bills, we also were able to pass the second installment of our capital bill that I signed into law in 2009. Called the Economic or Job Recovery Act, and it's designed to make sure that we invest in roads and bridges and things like that, but also in buildings, university buildings. And I was very happy and pleased to see the great progress at Lincoln Hall at Urbana-Champaign yesterday. When I was Lieutenant Governor, I took a tour, and frankly, that wonderful building was in great disrepair. And we were able to pass a law, and I signed it, to get the resources to rebuild Lincoln Hall. It's going to be a gold certified, LEED certified building when it's completed next year in April. And we have other buildings to rebuild and build new in Champaign or in Chicago here, as well as in Springfield. So I think our board, we have to be aggressive and progressive for the 21st century. We're going to meet the challenges, the economic challenges that China and India and many other countries pose in this global world, we've got to really be ready for the battle. So we have to make sure we have good physical infrastructure in our university here, but also we have to make sure we invest in our faculty and in our students to make sure their minds are ready for this challenge. Now, we haven't completed our task. What we have to do, when I return to Springfield with the legislature next month, February, we are seeking a debt restructuring bond in order to pay back all the money we owe, including this university and many others, the money they're owed. And I like to do that by St. Patrick's Day. And I think the Kennedy family knows how to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Illinois than to take the green that folks are looking for in our university communities and actually put it in their hands and pockets so they can pay their bills. So this is part of my mission. I try to find the hardest tasks and challenges and take them on. That's what the Bears are going to do on Sunday. I have a bet with this trash-talking governor of and he thinks the Packers are going to win. Well, they're not going to win. The bet is, when the Bears win, he has to come to Chicago and work at the Greater Chicago Food Depository wearing a Bears jersey and singing Bear Down Chicago Bears. And I'll work with him. And we've got to make it happen on Sunday and every other day from henceforth. So a member of the board, I always enjoy visiting here and working with everybody. Look forward to doing that for the next 4 years. We have lots of work to do, and we can make the will of people law of the land. Thank you very much.
All right. Governor, we appreciate those comments, and we appreciate all that you've done to restore the integrity to all parts of the University of Illinois. And much of that effort has been in the leadership team that you've created here. And I know today we have a couple of new appointees, and I thought we might ask you to help us welcome them.
Well, I will. I really, really want to thank those who give their time, great amount of time, to this great, great institution. And it is something that we pass on from our time to the future. We are custodians of the future, all of us here on this board. And it's important that we do sacrifice some of our present in order to help our kids and our grandkids and their grandkids, their future. So I think every trustee, it's a very important mission. And I do want to thank Karen Hissera, who I have reappointed to the board for her exemplary service here, Karen. I really appreciate all the good work you've done for the university and for all of us. So thank you very much. We have a couple of new board members. I think it might be appropriate to have them say a few words. I think it is important in our state to have new viewpoints brought to the board from people who understand the university and care about it. And Patricia Brown Holmes has that in her DNA. She cares about this institution. She served as a judge here in Cook County. She served our state very ably with leading the task force that examined the abuses that occurred at Burr Oak Cemetery. And she's done excellent work in the arena of law in a variety of different places. So perhaps Patricia can say a few words of introduction to the other members of the board.
Thank you, Governor. I am very honored to serve as a member of the Board of Trustees. I thank you for the appointment. I look forward to working with everyone on some of the academic issues of our state. I love the University of Illinois. I am a double U of I grad, having graduated both from undergrad as well as law school at the university. My husband is a U of I grad, played football at the University of Illinois, Mike Holmes. He is the dean of students at a local Catholic high school, Leo Catholic High School, and encourages his kids to go to the university. We have several kids who have attended the University of Illinois and loved it. Our friends, we encourage everyone we know. We are life members of the Alumni Association and contribute as much as we can with our time and the little finances that we've had to the University of Illinois, as well as mentoring students. So I'm very honored to serve on the Board of Trustees. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you for your service. And we now want to also introduce to the board Rick Estrada, Ricardo Estrada, who I appointed. And I've admired the great work of Rick in a variety of different contexts. I think our state is well known for great people like someone out who worked in Hull House here, Jane Addams, in the Settlement House movement. And Rick has been part of that with Erie House, I believe it is, and worked in a variety of other important missions, including the Admissions Review Committee that I appointed to look at some of the issues that we were challenged with in the past year or two. And he did an exemplary job there, and that's why he's here. We really are counting on you, Rick, to help make sure our university is the best it can be. And without further ado, why don't you say a few words?
Governor and trustees, thank you so much for the opportunity to serve. As a kid who grew up not too far from UIC, I grew up near 18th Street, and between the Ashland and Halsted areas, a lot of immigrants do. They kind of travel back and forth finding different apartments. We look at this university and thought, yeah, maybe someday I could attend that place, and then I did, and I graduated from this institution here.